this is Carol Flagg reporting from HIM17 for Healthcare Now Radio. With me right now is Dr. Bridget Duffy, the CMO for Frisera Communications. Dr. Duffy, how are you today?
Hi, great to meet you and great to be here with you at HIMS.
Oh, great to see you too. How is your HIMS going and what brings you here?
Well, what brings me here is my passion as a physician and chief medical officer of Vocera is to try to address the epidemic we have in healthcare today of burnt out doctors and nurses. And how do we find technology that actually eases the burden of being a doctor or nurse and eases the burden of illness on patients? The number one cause for burnout of doctors today is the electronic record. We've turned doctors and nurses into data entry clerks. We've got to deploy technologies that puts them back at the bedside actually doing care.
Can you sort of elaborate a little bit about when you talk about technologies to help a physician burn out? What sort of technologies? I mean, EHR, EMR is technology, which is so technology is burning technology, burning them out, but there are technology solutions to help that burnout, I think is what I'm getting.
No, absolutely. The two things broken in healthcare, number one, is communication from the patient's perspective and from the doctor and nurse. What's happening is, where I was the chief experience officer, I had the privilege of serving as the first in the nation. There were 11,000 complaints at this institution per year. The number one category was broken communication. Wasn't listened to, wasn't treated with dignity or respect. Physicians were frustrated because they couldn't reach each other, they couldn't reach nurses. So the opportunity is EMRs are a data, they're a repository for clinical and regulatory data. They don't enable a better patient encounter. And what's missing in healthcare is the purpose or joy for which doctors and nurses entered the field. And there are technologies that actually can restore the narrative or the patient's story back to healthcare. And there are technologies that can enable doctors and nurses to actually talk to each other again. Right now, doctors have to spend their time down by the operating room typing in their op note. Whereas one doctor said, Bridget, I used to go up to the floor and talk to the nurse and tell her about the outcome or tell her what I was worried about and what to watch through the night while taking care of my patient. And he said, now we type notes and we often don't read each other's notes and we don't talk to each other. So he said, healthcare's so broken and we have broken relationships, fractured relationships and trust with nurses, and that's translating into a bad patient experience. When you have burnt out doctors and nurses, they don't show up with empathy in an encounter with the patient. So at Vocera, we have a technology solution that creates a seamless communication platform from pre-arrival to post-discharge that allows us to connect to patients and understand their preferences. It allows doctors and nurses to reach each other instantaneously, and it's device agnostic. We have the beauty of being the only hands-free device if a nurse or doctor needs it in the operating room or in the ER, but we also have the ability for a doctor as they're driving out of the parking lot to hit the app on their phone and say, I forgot to do this, could you get me the nurse in bed 103, and we instantly connect them versus having to go through a huck on the floor and page somebody or you don't know who's on call for neurology. So we're trying to eliminate the hassles in healthcare and ease the burden of being a doctor or nurse through our technology. So I think there should be a stamp of approval on technologies that reduce burnout,
right?
And that we should assess that before we deploy it.
And this may, I don't know if this is an obvious question or not, you tell me, but I'm just curious, physician burnout, is there patient burnout too? I mean, what is a patient's expectation these days for technology? Every patient has a smartphone, you know, technology is a part of their day-to-day operations. What do you think their expectation is?
I think patients are as burnt out as doctors are, and I can't believe in this day and age that healthcare still is broken and fragmented as it is. It's unlike any other industry, and it's equally frustrating for doctors, nurses, and patients. And I think patients' expectation today are different than our grandparents or our parents.
Sure.
They want to have instantaneous connection to their care team. They want to have a trusted, sacred relationship, and they want to have data that empowers them to be an equal partner in their care. And I think having to go into a computer and enter a username and a password and look at your data is the antithesis of patient engagement. Patients want data texted to them or emailed to them or called to them or sent to them in a way that they ask for it to be sent to them. And then they need to have tools to take some action on it. So I think today's patient consumers are pushing us to go faster, to find different and better ways to listen to their voice and to partner with them. And quite frankly, I think it's going to be refreshing for doctors and nurses to connect in different ways to patients and figure out ways to be reimbursed where it's just not an office visit. We ought to be able to manage people's diabetes diabetes or their fluid gain with congestive heart failure from home. You ought to be able to roll over and look at a computer screen or my phone and be able to get to the patient and say, bump up your Lasix or your, you know, other diuretic, or increase this or decrease that for your insulin. And I think that day is around the corner.
Yeah, phones, wearables, I mean, it's all pushing the boundaries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so going forward, you know, we're obviously HIMSS every year occurs. Every year we talk about innovation and what's new, and obviously value-based care is what's happening right now, you know. Where do you see this going? You know, where do you see the impact of health IT taking the doctor-patient relationship?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think two things, and I see this every time I witness HIMSS. There's too many fragmented pieces of technology. We need to start connecting these things. So there's going to have to be a consolidation and an interoperability. I've had people say, come into our system with one solution to improve communication. Don't make me have, you know, 10 other companies that I have to piece together. So I think that's what we finally solve for at Vocera. We are one solution that improves communication. And there's so many things broken in healthcare. So my career and my passion as a doc, I'm just going to take on communication, because if you can fix that, you can fix adverse events, you can fix the patient experience. I think second, we as doctors need to step up and lead around the innovation and lead on the choices of the technologies we pick and partner with IT to do that. And most importantly, the third leg of that is to have patience in that dialogue. I think we need to have more human-centered design with both the patient, the doctors, and the nurses involved in mapping the care experience and flow, and then finding an IT solution to hardwire that. And what's wrong here at HIMSS is, oh, there's all these things here that we then inflict on the system without stepping back and doing the human-centered design first, which every other industry does, by the way.
Oh, sure. I mean, they all do.
Right.
Dr. Duffy, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
This is Carol Flagg reporting from HIMSS 17 in Orlando.